Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Global Health Pursuit Podcast. You know, today is going to be a little bit of a off-the-cuff episode. I was going to release an interview with another amazing person this week, but I decided that I would just do something a little bit more casual, a little bit more candid, because this is my second to last episode before I take a little break for my wedding. I'm not sure if I actually told you guys that I'm going to be getting married in May. I think I did, but on May 4th, I get married and there are a lot of preparations. So I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break from the podcast so that I can prepare for the wedding as well as prepare for my second season of the Global Health Pursuit podcast. I have the most amazing people lined up for the next season, so please stay tuned. Next week will be my one-year anniversary of the Global Health Pursuit podcast, so it is amazing. So this week I thought that I would do some reflecting and talk a little bit about what I've learned as a global health podcaster within the last year. You know, if you've listened to the trailer of the podcast, you probably heard that one of the reasons why I started this podcast is because of my travels to India, to El Salvador, to other places all around the world. And it was because I had this immense curiosity about how other people lived. And my parents are from India. I speak about this a lot with my guests, but you know, growing up in America, I grew up outside of New York. I grew up with a lawn and a swing set in my backyard. And I think throughout the years, when I first started becoming just curious about the world, And when I first started traveling to places like India, like Honduras, like El Salvador, I didn't realize how different people's lives could be. And I think because of this, I had this immense curiosity. You know, I wanted to learn what other people were doing to serve communities all around the world. And that's why I just started having conversations. The other part of it is that at that time, I was working at a medical device company, and it's really interesting to see what you work on as an engineer at a medical device company. And then you ask questions around who's actually going to benefit from this medical device, from this surgical tool. And you realize that only the top 15% of people in the United States and in high-income countries actually get to benefit. And then that makes you question it a little bit more. Okay, so if only high-earning people who can afford healthcare can actually use these tools and devices, I didn't feel great about that. It almost felt unfair. And I think it all comes back to that word capitalism, you know? So having these conversations really began to give me an understanding of what it means to work in global health, you know, what it takes to work in this field. And so throughout all of these interviews, and I've had over 40 interviews with amazing people so far in the last year, that I realized that you don't necessarily need to have a background in global public health. What you actually need to have is a passion. You need to have patience. And you need to have the ability to listen. There have been several leaders who I've interviewed on the podcast that didn't have a health background. And that is so fascinating to me. I also don't have a global health background. I have a biomedical engineering background. It might overlap, but when it comes to public health, global health, the field is so broad. And what I learned is that there's usually one event that propels them into the specific field of work that they're in, whether it's water or women's health or climate change. For example, in my last episode, I featured Sean Kapoth, and he's the executive director and founder of One at a Time. And for him, all it took was visiting a child in El Salvador and realizing that the one thing holding him back, holding this child back, was clean water. And of course, there's a whole backstory where he himself was trying to find his purpose. He didn't feel like he cared. But visiting this one child and realizing that this child could not go to school or develop into his full potential without having access to clean water. It's just a basic need, right? Another woman that I interviewed, her name is Brooke Sulahian. She just read a book. She just read a book that touched her soul in a way that made her decide that she needed to do something about obstetric fistula. She had no idea where to start, but she did it. And now she has an amazing organization called Hope for Our Sisters. So I definitely think that this event or this thing that really draws you into a specific field, it can be really so small. And I think for me, for many years, I think I was definitely trying to find some sense of purpose. And there was a question of, how am I truly helping or even serving the world? Am I just moving through the motions of life? As an engineer at J&J, I felt as if I was just doing things because I had to, or it was just normal, and this is just what I'm supposed to do in life. And it came to a point where, after going on trips to low-income countries and just witnessing life, I knew that I had to do something about it. And for me, it wasn't just one topic. I wanted to learn about everything. And in a way, this podcast is giving me that breath of knowledge. I was speaking with a professor from Washington University, and she had said that we need to have more people with a curiosity like yours, because I think that we never stop learning. Something else that I've learned throughout the process of doing this podcast is that there's really more than one way of doing things. There's more than one way of serving others, whether it be in specific fields of global health. And after speaking with several leaders on the podcast, I've learned that even though people have had the same goal, there really could be so many ways of achieving it. I'm going to talk about clean water because I feel like that is something that is so easily understood in this specific example. Wine to Water and One at a Time uses filters to implement clean water, but there are different types of filters. Design Outreach uses a hand pump. Others install water tanks. And I think as an engineer, this is really cool to hear because it really speaks to the creativity of the individual and the group. And it's the idea of making a specific product work for a community. One more thing is that throughout this last year, I have heard so many groups talk about partnerships. Partnerships, 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 they're everything. And I think that global health is not a goal that can be achieved by oneself, by yourself. It's something that so many of the nonprofits that I interview on this podcast talk about. They talk about partnering up with other organizations and other corporations to spread their message. They talk about partnering with other nonprofits to amplify their mission and serve more people. And global health is not something that can be, I think global health is not something that is selfish. You can't be selfish in this field. I think that that's just setting you up for failure, because all of these sustainable development goals tie into one another. And that's where partnerships come into play. The last thing I really wanted to leave you with is that there's this concept that I always think about where, you know, you're never able to learn enough. There's always something more. Each trip that I take is a completely new experience. And each person that I speak with gives me a completely new perspective. And it's interesting because I was speaking with someone recently and she had asked me, oh, well, have you already spoken about this topic? And I would say, yeah, I have. But the angle that you bring to this topic is completely new. And so I could talk about water for the next 50 episodes, but each episode would be completely different. I could talk about obstetric fistula. I could talk about women's health for every single episode. I could talk about refugees, different cultures, and it would still be a completely different episode. And I think that this is why podcasting is so beautiful, because I don't think you can ever learn enough about the world. That's why there's so many mental health podcasts. I think that's why there's so many podcasts about business, and there's so many podcasts about science. Each person brings a new perspective, and that is infinite. So because this is my second to last episode before I take a little bit of a break, I want to ask you guys, do you like this type of episode? Do you like the solo candid style? I usually, for my solo episodes, will write a whole script, but today I wrote some bullet points and I just expanded on them and saw where it went. I'm very envious of people who are able to just speak off the cuff, and I would love to do this more often if it's something that you enjoy. And if it's not something that you enjoy, that is totally fine too. I completely and absolutely am so grateful that you are listening to this. And all I want to ask of you now is, if you love this episode, if you love this podcast and want to support me into my next season, please go ahead and rate and review the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you in the next one.